Back here on the Mighty 690, it is coming up on 9:10, and we do have an update from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, and we also do have a special guest here in studio. In addition to Candy Resberg, we start off with, good morning, Candy, how's it going?
Well, good morning, everybody. It's doing great. No rain yet, but we know it's coming, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Got to set up for an event, so I'm hoping that small window, but no, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I do have a special guest today, and I'm going to just turn it over to her, and we're going to hear about a fun event that is coming up at the end of this month. Well, end of the month, beginning of May.
So. Yes.
Yeah, well, yes. Welcome, Krista Bromley, to KGGF.
Hi,
happy to have you
having
along.
Me.
And whenever we see you, we know, oh, man, it must be time for this scholarship auction.
It is go time. So the auction this year is Friday, May 1st. The theme is Happy Gilmore.
Yay.
So it'll be really fun. We actually have this year, instead of cornhole tournament, we have a golf simulator. So we will have some tournaments with that. I think we're going to try to do closest to the pin and longest drive. And then after everything's over, open it to everyone to just
swing away. Is it like one of those virtual things? Or like how
does
that
work? I have a whole company coming. They'll set the big, it's a 16-foot by 16-foot tent. Yeah, and you go, and it's got the screen and everything, so be a good time.
That is awesome.
Yes.
What a great idea.
Yes. Doors open at 4:30. Dinner starts at 6, and live auction will begin at 7. If you have not seen, if anyone hasn't seen the flyer, you should be able to access it either by going to the alumni Facebook page. My flyer is on there with a QR code that you can scan to go to the website to view all of our items. You can register. Early bird pricing right now is $20. That does end April 28th because this year I'm going to not take registration. I will not register myself the 29th. 30th and 1st, because I will be most likely out of my office. So the ticket pricing after the 28th will go up to $30. So if you get in early, $20. On our website, you can also donate. You can sponsor. You can view our live and silent items as we get them in. We have a catalog. So as I get those in, I'll get them posted. And then if you can't scan the QR code, you can go to ravens.auctria.events, and that is Auctria is A-U-C-T-R-I-A, and that'll lead you right to that same web page, or you can email me at Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A dot Bromley, B-R-O-M-L-E-Y at coffeyville.edu. Just a big heads up, all the items, if anyone is donating, are going to be due next Thursday, April 23rd. That way I can make sure that they're in the program.
Fantastic. So tell us, I know in the past, you know, there's always the silent auction, the live auction. Gotten anything in yet?
I have. So we have gotten quite a bit of silent auction, a lot of baskets. We've gotten some pottery. But for our live auction, some of it I don't have, but I know I'm getting. Dr. Thornburg and Mrs. Thornburg are actually donating a license plate, American flag. So he took 30 Kansas license plates, like old license plates.
Oh.
And put them together, and it's 2.5 feet tall by 5 foot long, and then it's going to be American flag theme, so it's really cool.
That is
We also have a donation from Dickie Rolls and Valor Rolls of a Titleist golf club set. It is like the latest and greatest golf clubs. Tractor Supply is donating a really nice wooden swing. Jana and Clint Castler are donating a patio set. It's Americana, so it's American flag theme as well. We are actually getting a limousine golf cart this year. And then the Columbus.
What is a limousine golf cart?
It's huge. It's like long.
The biggest one.
It's got the big roomy back seat. Yeah, it's a big, And the Columbus Tech, Jeff Phillips is tricking it out for us.
Yeah.
So it'll be really, really cool. We also have another go-kart donated from the foundation. And then a gun safe as well, a really big, nice gun safe with a surprise inside. So you don't know what you're getting when you bid on that.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a 75-inch smart TV that is like latest and greatest. It's almost like a computer and a TV in itself.
These days, yeah.
And it was donated from Jared Daniels. We also have the PD donated a ride in an MRAP with Chief Quinn Bromley, and a 4-hour ride in a police car and a 2-hour firearm training. DCI donated a really nice digital printer. O'Reilly's is donating a gas-powered generator. It's 3,500 watt. Jason Kassler is donating an over-under shotgun. I know I have Ford. Kurt Foster is donating a Ford bench, a tailgate bench again this year. But I don't have exacts on all the other items yet. But just keep updates on looking on the website.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that website will have great pictures.
Yes.
It'll really kind of...
It's got a lot already of the silent.
Yeah. Send me that link, because we do have it on our community calendar. So if for some reason you can't remember where to go,
yes,
I always tell everybody, go to the community calendar because everything will be there. But I'll have that link on there. So
okay, perfect.
Send that to me.
Any special food have you got lined out this year?
Food we have. We are actually having slow roasted. I got this from Melissa at Chartwell's. Slow roasted and gently braised prime beef. So she said it's similar to prime rib, but it's thinner sliced. And that'll have like scalloped potatoes and different things. And then we have the good old chicken fried steak that everybody likes.
It's always a popular one every year.
We're actually doing jerk chicken. So it is a little on the spicier side, but kind of give it a little, little something else.
Of course, they start off with big old ginormous shrimp cocktail, and the cupcakes are always a rave.
Yeah, the whoopie pie thing.
I know people that they're like, I come just for that.
Oh, yeah.
We have, I think we ordered 600 cupcakes this year, and then we ended up ordering extra sugar cookies and the oatmeal cream pies because those went like crazy last year.
Yeah, those are fantastic. Mm-hmm. So remind us, what is all of this going towards?
This is going to scholarships, foundation scholarships. So each item is designated what the money that is raised to a specific scholarship. Some of them are donated, like Candy's basket in the silent is donated to just general. So it'll go to all of them. We're there to raise money for scholarships. So donations, anything, sponsorships, all go to scholarships.
And because of that, that is one of the reasons why CCC is one of the most affordable. I mean, they've been recognized the last several years as one of the most affordable schools. And that's because you give out so many scholarships because our community shows up and
they
helps.
They do.
Really makes a difference.
Fantastic. Well, remind us one more time the date for this and the deadline to get signed up here for the early bird pricing.
Friday, May 1st is the date of the auction, and the early bird pricing ends on Thursday, April 28th. No, that's a Wednesday. Is that Thursday? Who has a calendar?
So Tuesday, that would be for April 28th is a Tuesday.
Oh, okay. April 28th. Yeah. There we go. Sorry. Tuesday, April 28th for the early bird pricing.
Perfect. Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having
with us.
Me.
Oh, I'm so excited. We've got a table and we're already ready and gearing
I'm really
up.
Hoping to see someone dressed as, you know, the guy that stands in the crowd.
Yes, and yells.
And he's real tall. I'm really hoping to see
that. Would be cool. I know. I love it when people dress up as some of the characters.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to be wearing golf attire, even though I'm not a golfer, but that's okay. I'll pretend to be a golfer for the day.
I forgot to tell our Plinko prizes.
Yeah, so there's
this year are usually they're like jackets, Ravens themed jackets, but this year we're doing hockey jerseys.
Oh.
So they're Ravens themed hockey jerseys as the Plinko
God.
Prize, kind of like Happy's.
Yeah.
Hockey jersey. So.
Oh, nice.
They'll be really fun. I'm excited.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, get in early. Don't stress Krista out by waiting till the last second, people. Get your stuff in. Get your auction items and get your tickets, and it'll be a good time.
Yes, yes.
So, awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, Krista.
Yeah,
really appreciate it. What else is going on, Candy?
Okay. Well, speaking of events, we have a big event tomorrow, and that is the Women in Business Conference. Last week, I announced we were sold out. But then we've had some cancellations. Things happen, schedules change. So if you were wanting to get in and you didn't, let me know ASAP today. We can still squeeze in a couple more. But we're really excited about that. And I just to let you know that our offices are going to be closing later today, and they'll be closed tomorrow. So if you need us, just message on Facebook or call and leave a message and we'll get back to you. But we will be closed as we get ready for the chamber big thing. So really excited about that. Now, some other events coming up. We are hosting a list, and I have a little flyer here, of workshops. We're trying to get back to just finding ways to support our small businesses and our members. And so we're going to kick off with a Chamber 101, and that'll be next week, April 23rd at 11:30. And it's really geared towards either A, somebody that's a current member who's like, I just want to learn how to better use my benefits. Like, how do I maximize my membership? Or B, somebody's like, I've thought about joining. I want to know more about the chamber. And so it's just a great way to kind of get exposed to the chamber. So that'll be on April 23rd. The next one we have is May 7th, and that is QuickBooks for Business, because can't tell you how many people, myself included.
Same.
Yeah. I'm like, I know just enough to be dangerous, but not enough to really make it effective. So we've got somebody coming in from the Small Business Development Center and the Small Business Administration, and they're going to be doing a workshop on that. And again, that'll be over the lunch hour on May 7th. Then at the end of June, I think, is tentatively what we're looking at. We're going to be doing professional headshots again. So we like to do this about every year or two. And so we have a photographer coming in, and she'll do a headshot for you and then email it. And that way you can use it on your website, your LinkedIn, your whatever you're using it for, business cards, you name it. We all need a better... and these are real, not those AI people.
Yeah.
Like, don't do the AI ones, people. Come on. No. Come in and do a real one. It's only $20. So that's a great benefit. The next one we have is June 2nd, and this one's another good one. This is on finding time-saving tools. We all need to learn how to save time. So we're going to be talking about AI, and then we're going to talk about some other software, and also just some tips and tricks on how to save time in your business and be more effective. And then in July, I don't have the date set yet, we're going to be doing one on customer service and how to take customer service to the next level for your business. So most of these are over the lunch hour. We will have a couple that are going to be in the morning or in the afternoon, just to give you a variety of different times for the workshops. So those are all free for the most part for our members, or if you want to purchase lunch. If you're not a member, we still open it up to the community. So it'll be $40 and you can still attend one of the workshops. So excited about that series kicking off. Shout out, because today we are going to do a spotlight for Tractor Supply. I love that place. I go in there and shop all the time for gifts. So that'll be at 11:30 today if anybody wants to join us. And then just some good news from around the community. Tomorrow, yes, it is tomorrow. I'm double checking on the date. Is kindergarten roundup. And so if you've got a kindergartner and you're wanting to kind of meet the teachers and learn, you know, tour the school and all that, that'll be at CES at 5:30. So bring out your kindergartners, and it does not count as registration, they said. You still have to fill out all the paperwork and do the registration, but at least those little kids, I just love it when they are first time, they're scared and they get to go meet their teacher, and yeah, so it's fun. We also have coming up June 2nd is the NATO Football Golf Classic. This is a fundraiser they started a few years ago. So get your teams together and register at Phil Kinley High School. April 25th is National Prescription Take Back Day. This is a day where you can safely drop off all those old medications that's been sitting in your cabinet for years and you need to get rid of them. This disposes of them more safely. Do not flush them down your toilet or put it someplace where somebody could get a hold of them. A lot of stuff has toxic stuff. That'll be at the police department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then they have a permanent smaller one that you can drop off year-round at all the police stations. But this one specifically, they're having a big fun day with it. What else do I have going on? So... I put this in my notes, and this was yesterday. But if you missed out, the salad lunch for the Salvation Army, oh, it was so good. There were so many different salads there, and it was packed. But they always have that every year. Good fundraiser. Shout out to the ladies that did that. You did a wonderful, fabulous job. So we're here in spring, just almost to May. May 2nd, mark it on your calendars, as when the farmers market kicks off. So love me some farmers market. That's always at Walter Johnson Park, and that kicks off at 9 a.m. If you're interested in setting up at the market, they just wanted me to remind everybody that one rule is it has to be homegrown, homemade, or handmade. So not commercial items you're just trying to get rid of. This is not a garage sale, people. So I am excited, though, about the farmers market. Something else that we had going on from the chamber that I just wanted to kind of share. We started something new, and I think I announced it, well, not last week. I was sick last week.
Yeah,
so
that's
sorry,
right.
Everybody. But we kicked off something called Friday Faves, where the staff pick a business that we want to highlight. It's not like a spotlight. It's more like, did you know that this was even in our community? Because there's so many times there's products and services that we don't even realize are in our own backyard. So, for example, last week I highlighted Four State Maintenance because a lot of people know them as, oh, they're the supply company for your cleaning supplies for the school district or something like that. But they're open to anybody. So you can walk in off the street and get certain supplies. I go in there and get a few of my favorites. One of them is a disinfectant because Lysol, it's so strong, it stings my nose. And so they have one that's very mild scent. It's not strong, but it cleans everything. It's wonderful. And then they have something called Thrive. And it's a, what do you call it? It declogs your sink, I guess. So you put it down your little drain and gets rid of like all the hair. So ladies, you know, in shower, you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? It doesn't, and it's natural. It doesn't have all the chemicals, and it's gone that quick. So I love it. You can just walk in and get anything you want, and they also have grill and supplies like that. So pretty cool. And then Madison this week highlighted Maple Street Meat Market. She loves to do charcuterie boards. And she's good at it. So I love when she does it for us. But she's like, if I need to get cheeses and meat, she said, they have so many kinds. And I think when we think about it as a meat market, but you forget about all those other stuff. So they have a huge variety of different types of cheeses. So if you've never stopped in there, I highly encourage you to do that. Couple other last few things. One of our members is having a huge giveaway. It's Cherokee Casino. So all the month of April and May, they have over $100,000 in prizes they're giving out, including May 30th is the grand finale, and it's a Chevy Blazer. So every entry that you go in the next 2 months, you get entered in for that new vehicle. So pretty nice. Save the date. The Coffeyville Aviation Museum is hosting their annual fly-in. Love it when they do that. So this is June 13th, and they invite pilots from anywhere and all over. And they fly into the airport, and then they take a shuttle out to the museum where they get a hot breakfast and get to tour the museum. They've got a drone flying area and just all kinds of presentations, and it's just a really fun day. So that'll be June 13th. Sorry. And then the final couple things. Oh, I do have a couple of calendars. I'll double check. But the job of the week is Sunflower Soda Shop is hiring. And then some news, which everybody should know this, but I'm going to remind you, they are working on the trestles, the railroad underpass. It's only on the weekends, so it'll start Friday and Saturday, but they're doing it all this month. So if you're driving Friday or Saturday, just make sure to give yourself a few extra minutes because there's going to be a detour. It's small, though. It's just down 8th Street and back up. But just be watching for that and travel and make sure you plan ahead for that. Okay, so any other events I'm trying to remember we have coming up just real quick. So the 16th tomorrow, along with the Kindergarten Roundup, is also the Rotary Interact Bingo Night. So that's fun. This weekend, be aware, there's going to be a lot of trucks in town because it's the high school rodeo. And so this is the Kansas Association. So they bring in kids from all over. So that'll be going on. Also, Phil Kinley High School prom. So that's always fun. Let's hope the weather's good. Those two big things. And then during the day on Saturday is Pet Adoption Day at Tractor Supply with the Friends of Animals. The 25th is the Coffeyville Rotary Mardi Gras. And I'm so excited. So just want to let you all know our theme, our costumes this year, we're going as truckers. So we've got special trucker hats being made and all kinds of fun stuff. And we're going to go all out for that. So Mardi Gras is so much fun. And I know John's been talking about it, you know, the last few weeks. But just a reminder, this is open to anybody in the community. So you just want to have a good fun night out, this is the place to go for it. So get your tickets for that ASAP. And then the last two thing is on the 28th, Cherokee Nation is partnering with Welch State Bank for a free blood pressure clinic. So that'll be 10 a.m. to noon. So just stop in. It's always good preventative medicine here. So get your blood pressure checked. Of course, the scholarship auction is right then. And then on Saturday, May 2nd, the Brown Mansion is hosting a Kentucky Derby-themed fundraiser. So they're going to be actually watching the Kentucky Derby, but they're going to have music, games, drinks, auction items, just all kinds of fun. So we have tickets at the Chamber, or you can go online at CoffeevilleHistory.com. But it's going to be, they're hoping to have maybe even an annual event, but I know they've got all kinds of decorations and they're all excited about that. And again, it's a fundraiser for the Brown Mansion. So check out all the events on the community calendar if you want to know about tickets, locations, directions, anything. And then, as always, just call if you have any questions, but just not this afternoon or tomorrow. We won't be there.
All right. Well, Candy, we do appreciate the updates there. Yeah. Krista, always great to chat with you. Yeah. Looking forward to another great scholarship auction on the way.
Thank you.
You too.
All right. Thanks so much. And we do have more coming up here, including more open line on the Mighty 690.